It's going to be cool and it's going to be gloomy with the chance for a stray shower again during the afternoon hours. Today, though, only making it up into the 50s.
50 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Tuesday morning at 5:30. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is local news first.
Albemarle County Police are searching for a missing girl. 15-year-old Abigail Garfield of Crozet may be with her boyfriend or staying in the Waynesboro area.
As Charlottesville develops its new zoning overlays to try to increase density, one of the things that those more dense and more populous buildings would bring is the possibility of more parking. Mayor Lloyd Snook says the elimination of parking minimums is not unusual in the city.
There is no parking requirement if you're living downtown, but you've also got a parking garage handy if you want to pay for the parking space.
But he does add that eliminating those minimums will have to come with some qualifications.
You do it intelligently to where you say, we'll eliminate parking minimums where there is adequate transportation, transit services, and so on.
Well, a group of search and rescue members from Virginia en route to Florida now. 35 members of the Virginia Task Force 2 deployed from Virginia Beach to help victims of Hurricane Ian. The crew will travel to Punta Gorda, about 25 miles northwest of Fort Myers. That area was hit hard by the storm.
So he's going to pack all of the gear he needs, helmet, glove, eye protection, lights, everything that we need, because we'll also operate 24/7 if we need to.
They'll join 45 other members of VATF 2 who left earlier in the weekend.
Piedmont Virginia Community College introduced their new president as Dr. Frank Friedman retired from his role this summer. Dr. Gene Runyon joined PVCC on July 1st as only the sixth president of the community college.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, 50 degrees with the Bloomberg Money Minute, Fox News, and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Central Virginia's home of the Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays noon to 3, brought to you by Toby's Pawn Shop and Automated Office Systems on WCHV.
This is your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast. As we head throughout our Tuesday, it's going to be cool and it's going to be gloomy with the chance for a stray shower again during the afternoon hours. Today, though, only making it up into the 50s, upper 50s at that. It's going to be quite chilly. Tonight, dropping down into the 40s, keeping the threat for a stray shower before tomorrow finally start to warm things up.
I'm CBS 19 meteorologist Grant Chungo for Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.